Do you believe in click it or tick it? Hello and welcome to Click It or Ticket, listening to some terrible music here tonight.
Yeah, this is, it's not a first for us, but I don't think we've ever had this crappy of music on the podcast.
Well, you know, it's the 60th episode, and we're really awful, and to commemorate that, I thought I'd put some awful music on there. I'm Nick Schaefer here, rocking out to Beyonce.
I Beyonce, no less shitty music. Just kidding.
I want to see when they were like, all right, well, Beyonce, we got this hot new beat for you. And she's like, yeah, I like it. It's
like,
okay,
those little blues.
Yeah, and here's the melody, and it's catchy and shit. It's like, well, what lyrics have you got, Beyonce? It's like, well, all the single ladies, if you like, you should have put a ring on it. Is that the whole song? Well, no, I'm going to have like a chorus of O's.
Oh, oh, oh.
You've done it again.
Two giant bags of money are immediately handed over.
I think William Butler Yeats never actually died. He just writes Beyonce's lyrics now.
Yates?
All the single ladies.
What? Wait. If you
What's the
all the single ladies,
song?
If you like it, you should have put a ring on it. Is she telling those single ladies to demand that of their men?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's saying, like, be like a huge bitch and then force a man to like give you a ring and like tie you down because that's what you inevitably want anyway.
I love the implication of it's like the guy's gonna fool around on you or like leave you unless you've got a ring. And it's like, well, no, if you force a guy to get you a fucking ring, he's still going to want to cheat on you if he was going to anyway. Like, a ring's not going to change that shit.
Yeah.
It might even make it worse because he's going to resent you for...
You know, spending like maybe 4 months' salary on a fucking ring.
A little scary at women immediately, like within only dating you for a little bit, I've already sized up if they could marry you and like the logistics.
How much money you're going to make.
Yeah, creepy stuff, ladies. All the single ladies. Yeah, all you married ladies, you already did it. Now you can like just chill out and or get a divorce and go back to being aforementioned single ladies.
Yeah, a quick message to you married ladies. I know you're not like men's slaves anymore, but you either raise the kids or you get a job. So,
yeah,
there you go.
I'm encountering a whole lot of people are, college-age people whose parents don't really... their mothers don't really want to like take care of them or like help out around the house or anything like that. They're like, no, you know, I've got to get my hobbies and I've got my own life. But they're not working either, so I don't really know what
all the shit of mamas. No, it's like you can't just do nothing and then expect like you just can't keep the hand out and be like, yeah, keep paying for everything.
I guess
and I'm gonna get
though.
Really, really indignant if you like ask me to get a job or like maybe like we shouldn't have a nanny coming because that's when you go to play tennis.
Drunk
like, how
tennis.
About you fucking, like...
Pounding martinis.
Yeah, like, hang out with the kids and, like, you know, do some parenting.
I don't...
It's like, I can't do it. I'm at work. Like, I could quit my job if you're going to get a job, but you're not going to,
exactly.
So...
Then again, it's hard for me to discourage people from having a really awesome scam. Like, if they're getting away with it, I loathe it, but I kind of...
It's just going to create shittier kids for the future.
Yeah, it's not their problem.
Yeah.
It's not going to interfere with
their
tennis
playing. But then I have to deal with like those shitty people who are the shitty parents and the inevitable shitty kids. They're all just terrible people.
Well, nowadays,
they're all just super selfish, shitty people.
Well, nowadays, especially in this area, it's just like, man, I hope that it's... if you see like a nice kid, it's like, wow, they must have a great Hispanic nanny.
Yeah.
She must be doing a great A job.
Carney always had such that joke he'd tell like when he'd see... It's always like some fat black lady pushing like two white kids in a stroller. Carney would be like... The lady's stealing those kids. Like, it was clearly a nanny. You see him all over there, and he would
actually just yell at them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's true, though. The nannies are, like, they do all the raising parts. The moms just, like, make sure they don't have too much sugar in their diet or whatever. Like, that's, like...
Yeah, or they'll, like, yell at...
In fact, their only concern. It's, like, don't drink diet soda because Splenda will give you cancer.
Is that true? I remember there was a period in the late 90s, I think, where everything was a carcinogen. Have they, like, repealed those? Or is it just we all know now we don't care?
It's kind of faded away. Yeah, we're all just looking the other way on it.
No, that or just, like, pretty much everything's a carcinogen. And it's, like freaking out about it is, like, neither here nor there. Like, yeah, maybe eating, like a used cigarette butt is, like, really awful for you. But yeah, what's going on with the hand gestures?
Oh, I think Pete might want to boost his microphone level just a scooch. A little scooch.
How's this for a scooch?
The levels, yeah. I mean, I'm just, all I can go by is these little decibel things here. And you see these little dips, Pete? That's you talking before.
Oh, my God.
But this is you talking now. It
Those
looks
are
better.
The tiniest dips.
The peaks and troughs.
Peaks and the troughs. That's Pete's. How you become a better podcaster, by examining the peaks and troughs.
That'll be the that'll be the title of the podcast once this becomes no longer profitable.
Between now and then, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to be a house husband then.
Oh, God, yes.
If I can get away with just sitting on my ass and it's like, no, I don't have to raise the kids. Like, I'm not your slave anymore. Like, okay, we'll get a nanny. I'll just, like, hang out and play tennis, get massages, get my nails done,
yeah,
get my hair done.
Yeah, be a trophy husband. I want to be a trophy husband.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that's interesting, too. And I,
it's a dream life.
I was in a situation where there were three or four, I was at an event, it was a soccer game. And there are three or four girls there working the event, and they were had like a big cart, and two of them held open doors and like pushed the cart through them, and they said, "Oh, I guess you're not much of a gentleman. You didn't want to help us." And I was like, "You know what? I told them this. It's like I believe that men and women are equal, and that it would be condescending and insulting of me to try to help you through that door."
It's true.
I think you can open that door just as well as I can.
Chivalry
probably
should
better
die.
Because that then I don't.
I'm
have
more
to
of
open
a feminist
it.
Than you are. I believe in you.
Chivalry is dead, but feminism killed it. So there you go. Truth here on.
I definitely think that there is like a very strong backlash. Like the men treated women like shit for like a very long time. You know, and they were in like a submissive position, and then like the whole women's rights thing, and now it's gone a little too far. In the direction of, like, the women's rights, it's, like, honestly getting a little absurd. It's like, look, maybe we're not all the same. Maybe, like, women are good in certain, like, avenues. I don't think a single woman has been involved in, like, the actual ladies? Construction of any skyscrapers. You know, maybe dudes do skyscrapers a little better than girls do.
Yeah, it's one thing we've got. We got that skyscraper market, like, down.
Yeah, if down there's clearly things that guys do a lot better.
We need a skyscraper that's shaped like
the Freedom
like
Tower.
Like a female phallus.
Yeah, that's the Freedom Tower.
Oh, it'd be just like an enormous vagina.
I'm pretty sure. I haven't done any research on it, but that's from what I gather, it's shaped like female.
Well, I was having a talk with my friend Shmuel Bagelberg, the mastermind of 9/11 the other day.
Shmuel Bagelberg?
And
How's he doing? Is he still an attorney?
Oh, he's good. He's laying low.
Yeah.
You know, being the mastermind of 9/11, you kind of have to move around a lot.
Cool. How's the all kosher cafeteria guy?
He just kind of sold that for like $15 and moved to Wyoming, which is not where he is right now.
Oh, cool.
Well, yeah, he blew up the Twin Towers.
How are the folks in Florida?
Oh, well, obviously they're just hanging out.
Cool.
Doing the Jew thing.
Cool.
Complaining, playing billiards.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So he's on the lam.
All right, and how are all those kids? They're all in college, I know.
Oh, obviously.
All in grad school now, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
One's going to be a doctor, one's going to be a lawyer.
I mean, last time I told him, he was like, I am paying for this.
One's going to be a rabbi.
That is just great.
Yep.
All right, well, I've just...
He paid for that with all his 9/11 money.
My silence here has been... it's all been productive because there are a couple things. I'm surprising you guys on the air with this. I haven't asked...
That's good because I don't like surprises.
So then you don't like this? So then why is this good?
No, because I'm being tormented on the podcast is the only good thing about this podcast.
All right, well...
Right? Am I out of line saying this?
Can I introduce a new segment?
I guess so.
Unless you guys want to... I can introduce a new segment, though. I was kind of happy. Two of them, actually. I'm kind of happy with these.
During my silence, I decided that, yes, I would like a new segment.
All right, well, this is called, in honor of Click It or Tick It, or the title of our thing.
Yes.
This is Big Tits or Pig Tits.
What's the premise?
Continue. The premise is I will give you names and I can participate in these as well because there's no correct answer. And we'll discuss whether we think that it's a hot woman with big tits or if she's a big gross fatty with pig tits.
Oh, okay. This should be fun.
So is this a curvaceous woman attractive or not?
Okay. And can we put the pictures on the Enhanced podcast?
So the
people along at home?
We can try. Can play along? I guess it depends on what picture we pick.
I guess.
Or a picture we pig, rather.
Okay. Give me an example. Let's give
well,
it a...
Well, the lead off, I think, is...
Little test run here.
This is kind of appropriate because she was the first... she was ranked number one as most attractive plus-size model.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah. I'm not
pig tits or big tits?
I'm saying pig tits.
Yeah, I'm going big, bull dyke pig tits.
It's odd. I know so many women who think, they're like, she's gorgeous. I'm like, no.
Yeah, the thing is, I've seen girls who are kind of big and still have like a really pretty face.
Yeah.
I don't think she has a pretty face at all.
In that category.
Like, even if she had the body of what's it, Gabrielle Union or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She would still be just gross Queen Latifah. She looks like a fish.
Yeah, yeah. Not my thing.
Glenn, is that your thing?
She's pretty tits. Vile.
Yeah, not yeah.
She has huge hips.
Huge pig hips.
She's pig hips, pig tits.
Okay.
Pig neck.
Well, that's the.
Where did the word tits come from?
Yeah, explain, Nick.
Email.
You're the English major.
Well, I imagine it's derived from teat.
Mm.
The original spell.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense and is not very exciting.
Yeah, that was.
What's like?
All right.
What's
well,
like college.
Well, it was a conspiracy of homosexuals in medieval London. They wanted to equate breasts with being shitty. So they thought, what if we give them a name that rhymes with shit?
Now, wasn't shit another word in England, though? Wasn't it like scath or something stupid like that?
This goes beyond my expertise.
Okay. Well, for another time, for another
yeah,
shitty
all right, well, now
when
it's,
we
so
have
it's
another
uni-
English
so
major
it's a,
on, who
it's
knows
a unanimous
stuff.
I'm not an etymologist. So it's a unanimous decision, Queen Latifah, pig tits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So. Next one, I think might be. I figured that would be pretty straightforward. Next one, Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Big tits or pig tits?
Big tits.
Big tits.
Really?
Crazy big tits.
Well,
she's out of her goddamn mind.
She is fucking. Have you ever noticed that as she became less and less culturally relevant, she became more and more crazy and more whorish.
That's cool.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how else are you gonna get attention?
I mean, as it says in the Bible, if you've got it, flaunt it. So,
yeah,
so
if you're losing it, flaunt harder.
Well, after you make a movie like Glitter, you gotta do something to bounce back. And if that
I
means
watched,
becoming slutty,
I watched Glitter from beginning to end,
and
it was hilarious.
Good,
actually, you know, a lot of really bad movies are funny. This one was really
just bad.
It wasn't bad because. There wasn't a single moment where I'm like, man, this is completely fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty plausibly done movie. The story seemed like it had a beginning, middle, and end. It was just really boring. Really, really boring. And that was why it was bad. It's not like the cinematography was bad. And I mean, sure, there was like the male protagonist was named like Dice or something.
Andrew Dice Clay?
No, I wish.
Oh, man.
You mean the Dice Man, right?
But I actually... I told you how I own Glitter, right? Like
oh,
how
yes.
I came to
of course,
possess
of
this.
Course.
My mom got it for me for Christmas so she could laugh at me when I opened it. Like, opened the present. And
God, I wish I had that much money.
Yeah. Yeah, Glitter is Glitter costs thousands of dollars.
At Walmart.
At least. In fact, it's equivalent to a Walmart.
They desperately
well,
are
like
trying to get a dollar back.
Like if you
want to
open your own Walmart or whatever in your town and kill the small
no,
businesses there.
Dude, the price tag was still on it. It was less than $5.
What was it, $4?
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Wow. That's too bad. If I were her, I would have been like, all right, let's not release this movie. I'm just going to like buy back all the reels.
How like, much does that
no,
suck?
If you were her, it would be like, hey, Mariah, I'm not sure. I'm having second thoughts. You're like the producer. It's like, I'm having second thoughts about Glitter here. Do you think we should like... cancel it. She's just like pulling out her hair and shit.
And you think like this
it starts trying to like suck his dick. It's just an awful mess.
And you
that's
look
what
at
you
it.
You would be like if you Glenn were Mariah Carey.
Oh,
but you look at the
thanks for writing.
The problem with the show. I mean, it's an autobiography, presumably, right? Like it's an autobiographical, basically.
But Glitter?
Yeah, it's pretty much. Like,
I wouldn't know.
I never saw Glitter.
I just know it's silly.
I think
it exists.
I think it's supposed to be vaguely autobiographical. So then, how do you feel when you're like? The director, and you're like, listen,
Derek Jeter.
Listen, Mariah, nothing happens in this.
Andrew Dice Jeter.
Your life is boring as shit.
So they got like someone else to ghost, right?
Yeah, ghost life.
Yeah, I wonder who, why was it called Glitter?
She's a big fan of,
you know,
glitter and the like.
Well, she has that, you can tell that she's one of those people who just wears
lots of glitter.
Glitter.
You know?
Yeah, girls, I guess you can
the
keep
girl,
doing it.
If you like it, you should have put some glitter on it.
The tit glitter thing?
Exactly.
Well, you know
tit
what?
Glitter, don't look at my tits.
How about...
That's what the glitter on the tits means. It means don't look here.
We're ruling big tits as opposed to pig tits.
Oh, Mariah yeah, definitely. Carey? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As present day, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Not 93.
Not the cover of the album Butterfly. No.
I don't... What was that? What was the image on that?
It was... I don't know. She's probably really hot looking on the cover.
All right. What about Kate Winslet? Big tits or pig tits?
I see on your list you skipped right over Serena Williams. Is that...
Well, I'm mixing it up here. I'm mixing it up.
I was going to say...
Hey, I'm not beholden to the list. I created the list. I can destroy it.
It's true. It's
how come Pete gets to look at the list?
I don't, because you didn't want to sit next to me, Glenn.
You guys are like rubbing up against each other. There's no room to sit next to you.
Only if you're
or in between you.
Only if you're insecure in your sexuality, Glenn.
So I'm supposed to lay across you, perpendicular to.
I mean, that's one option.
Yeah, I guess.
So you want me to?
I hadn't really thought it out, but that
I want to know whether you think Kate Winslet has big tits or is...
I don't know.
Tits.
I just watched that movie, Finding Neverland. She was kind of gross in that.
Yeah, this is right now. This isn't like in Titanic or whatever.
I wouldn't go pig tits, really, but I wouldn't go...
This
like,
is a bi. This is a bipolar world here. You got one choice or the other.
I have to go big tits then.
Really?
Me too, I guess.
Yeah.
She's got a weird Courtney Love vibe to me. Like, she's like if Courtney Love's older sister had her life together sort of thing.
A
whole lot of makeup, really pale.
I would have sex with her.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm asking. You would have sex with everyone. You would have sex with Queen Latifah.
I wouldn't.
No.
I think you would.
No.
Really?
There's certain... It's very weird.
I don't think one would. I think one would. I'm saying I think you, Pete, would.
No. There's certain women I just like I just find repulsive.
And Queen Latifah is repulsive to you?
Yeah.
I agree.
It's just very
she's
weird.
Horrible.
And I'm not saying... I could say she's like not like a hideous monster. I don't think she's like really ugly or anything. There's just something about her. I'm just
completely
like...
Completely asexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no. She's like... She puts like Pear to shame. She's like 6 feet tall. You know?
Yeah.
She's like a big ass pair.
She's a linebacker.
Like, yeah, I have a 6 foot would be like a like running like a football drill, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have one of those like I don't have the proper padding or training.
Like
to,
have to eat
to
oranges
that.
After sex. I mean, I do that anyway.
Pop your mouth guard in and
see
make sure you're...
I try to make a healthy choice and have less work for the woman after
sex. But luckily
instead of saying like, hey bitch, go make me a sandwich, and I'm like, hey, sweetheart, could you get me an orange? I'll even peel it. That is the Pete Buttigieg promise.
I thought you were I was really hoping you say, I make the healthy choice and say, so say, hey, bitch, could you make me a sandwich? It's like, hey, bitch, when you make my sandwich, could you use some healthy choice meat products?
Like lean turkey breast or something. I don't know.
I think that the way dog food commercials describe the meat they put into them
is more
appetizing
like
than...
Well, because humans are buying it. It's not like the dogs are going to buy it. They're going to be like, well, that sounds great for me. Surely my dog will enjoy it.
I love how they talk about like the flavor in it and stuff. It's like, these animals lick their own asshole.
It's like, yeah, but we're marinating the beef. Like, why?
Yeah. And how does that...
Skip the marinade? Add more blood into the mix.
Yeah,
they love that.
Yeah, just chop up more reject horses. Not that hard.
Yeah,
step one, get reject horse.
Everything
step two,
that did
dog food.
Any horse that did not place in any horse that did not place in the Kentucky Derby.
Wait, what?
Any horse that did not place in the Kentucky Derby, dice that shit.
Well, I was going
to
say about
the dice man.
Back to the dice man. Queen Latifah, luckily for us, is a lesbian. So.
Oh, she's made that official?
No, but that's like she always lives with a chick. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She never has.
How are you supposed to live without a boyfriend?
I don't know.
I don't.
So yeah, she likes chicks.
Oh, how do people in third world countries feel? Like, what? How many people? Millions of people in the world die of starvation every year, and we're are there actually people sitting in like the grocery aisle being like, I don't know if Rex will want only twice marinated turkey.
I bet those people will be happy just to get the dog food.
Like they'll eat grass just so their like stomach doesn't hurt. Or whatever it is.
Well, I guess, you know, they could give up the grass if they had some properly marinated carne asada steak or whatever.
It's like in
Steven carne asada.
This is just like District 9 with the cat food.
That was a great movie.
I have not seen it yet.
I went into it. Lots of people, the general consensus was rave reviews. And then I had a couple people tell me that it wasn't that great. So I went in to see it and I wasn't sure what to expect. In the first half, I was kind of... I was kind of put off by it, but then
is Kate Winslet in it? Because I would so hit that.
No, I don't think there's any.
Just checking. Continue.
There's no known actor. Is there a name actor in the whole thing?
Glenn? Who plays the aliens?
I don't know. Peter Jackson.
Oh, good.
I mean, there might be someone famous who plays one of the aliens. I don't know.
All right, I think this.
That's the one where Brad Pitt kills all the aliens, right? And
no, that's Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, it is.
So we only have one job here, and that's killing aliens. All right, I got two more. I got
Inglourious District.
I have two more Inglourious Big Tits or Pig Tits.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm actually curious to hear your take on these. Serena Williams.
No.
Well, no. Frame it.
Pig.
Thank
you. Pig Tits.
Glenn? Serena Williams.
I feel like the concept of having sex with her would be so scary. You'd have to, like, muscle her down.
Well, actually, no.
We already know what she'd sound like when she has sex. Just watch her play tennis and, like, with the sound up.
You know what? Well, actually,
I mean, she's not that gross.
See, that's why
she's
not. That's why it's tough.
All right, now it is getting tough. So pig tits versus big tits is just, like, would you hit that, essentially?
It's whatever it means to you.
Well, then I'm going to say pig tits.
This is the first non-unanimous.
I'm going big tits.
I think I'm gonna tiebreak on here. I think I'm gonna go big tits.
Pig tits or big tits?
You guys are
big tits with a
how come
B
all
for,
your
with
games
a B for
are
boner.
Confusing and gay? No, I don't mean gay like game master or game master. See, I just said gay both times there.
That isn't really my game. That's kind of your game.
Yeah, I know.
You guys stopped doing.
Yeah. Well, it was very hard to come up with questions.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's really hard to try to like guess where the gaps in your knowledge are gonna be.
Well, you got to ask the questions, then you'll find out.
Yeah, like the fact that you didn't get that Billy Joel question, but then you got it by guessing, that just like kind of, I don't know if that
well, you say like
me,
Born to Win.
All right, last one here. Raven Simone from That's So Raven. Please phrase your answer
like
a big tits or pig tits, with preface it with That's So.
That's So Pig Tits.
I don't know who she is.
You've never seen That's So Raven on the Disney Channel?
I can see the future at age 40. That's going to be like the worst looking thing. I'm pretty sure.
Wait, is this a black chick from the Disney Channel?
Yeah.
She was on the Cosby Show when she was little. What am I supposed to do without my cell phone?
Oh, let me see a picture of her.
She'd be the one to see
a picture of her.
Turn it more.
Dr. Doolittle.
Angle it downward.
I'm trying. I got a lot of shit going on here.
Yeah, I'm going big tits. I'd hit that. That's a really bad picture of her.
See, because I'm going pig tits on Raven Simone. Because, like, she was pushing it when at age, like, 16 or 17.
Pushing what?
Pig tits.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that girl's...
I don't really know. I mean, that was a picture that I just saw from, like, across the room.
This girl's frame is not conducive to getting older.
Exactly.
Bad news. I guess this isn't too bad. She's got a Mickey Mouse winking at us on her bosoms.
Yeah,
here.
Let me see. Yeah, all right, I agree.
Yeah,
that's pig tits.
Wow, and that's a good photo.
Sorry.
Is it? That's a good one?
Of her?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. She looks a little
dumpy.
Mannish. Yeah, dumpy mannish. That's the name of my segment.
Dumpy mannish.
Well, then, okay. Well, I don't know what you guys thought of this segment, but... I was thinking of...
I thought it was pretty dumpy and mannish.
Did you think this segment was pig tits or pig tits?
Pig tits.
Excellent.
It was fun.
But I like pig tits. I've tricked you guys the whole time.
Yeah, I thought pig tits was the good one.
We're all flies in Glenn's web.
Spider Glenn, back on the air, on the web.
Pig tits web.
Worldwide pig tits web.
The other thing, I guess this is a little late in terms of being topical, is... Ted Kennedy's death.
Yeah.
Did you guys feel like the media was way too
much?
Not in terms of amount of attention, because he was clearly a very important person, but they acted like he was a goddamn saint.
Well, yeah, we were talking about this on that other podcast. It's just did you forget that? Oh, you may not have been here, but he. It's like, yeah, remember when he killed that girl in Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, and she could have been saved for like several hours, and he like went to a hotel and like talked to his lawyers about damage control before he called the cops.
Yeah, no, he didn't call the cops until a day later anyway. But I think that right as he was on his deathbed,
so
rest in peace.
I think right as he was on it, does he have a daughter?
Oh, he did, sure. But then he drove her into a river.
Yeah, I feel like someone should have just like, or the government should have just taken his daughter, gone out on a joyride, driven a car off a bridge, but then like been fine, just left the kid there to drown. It's like, sorry, there's the dead chick on your hands again.
What's the name of the incident?
Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick. Yeah.
Oh my.
I feel like that's the only time I ever hear it is when Ann Coulter is like raving about how the liberals are trying to destroy this country, but I feel like it's pretty reasonable complaint. People just don't. Is it just in poor taste to bring it up in public circles?
Yeah, but then how come he gets to be a politician if that's in quote unquote poor taste to bring up?
Yeah, meanwhile, some dude just tries to bang another dude in an airport bathroom and he gets fucking crucified.
Yeah. And then
seriously,
his penis or his mouth accidentally slipped onto that dude's penis. It was sweat time.
That harmed a whole lot fewer people than. Would you. All right. Would you rather get blown by someone or driven to your death in a river by someone?
I don't know.
God, don't make me choose.
It's a tough call. So, as it stands here, I guess that's. I must have missed the episode when you guys was that the non-Nick cast.
It must have been one of them.
Episode like 56,
something like that.
Sounds good to me. This is episode 60.
I know. I can't even make.
Tanner said we wouldn't make it past 52.
Yeah, so that was his premonition. I'm proving Safari Tanner wrong.
Maybe he just wanted to give us motivation, you know?
Yeah, he needs something to listen to when he's safariing, besides the sound of his impending doom.
And his own loon calls.
Exactly.
The other thing is, did you guys address in that episode the woman who was kidnapped at age 11 and was held prisoner by that couple for 18 years?
I might have touched on it. Oh, my God.
Did you know that the people who kidnapped her had been, one of them was like, had done it before, had like kidnapped a girl and kept her prisoner, not for that long.
Oh, yeah.
And was convicted of rape and was like let out on parole after like 20 years. She just immediately like.
And now they're saying the neighbors are partially to blame for not reporting. Which
that's
is a little
tough,
ridiculous. Because
I, you know, they say you live next to somebody you don't notice. It's like I've lived next to this one, several houses for the last like 4 years in this one house. I don't know what the hell's going on in
but
their house.
It's none of your business, you know, it's your neighbor.
Yeah, like, I saw Rear Window, or, no, wait, which is the one, which is the Hitchcock movie where the guy's, like, spying on his neighbor?
Yeah, that is, yes.
Yeah, I thought the moral of that story was don't look through your window.
Yeah, only bad things can come of it.
And Hitchcock's supposedly a genius, so, you know, I'm going to listen to Hitchcock before I listen to the police. The band.
It's also weird, he had this huge track record, and then, of course, he just does it again. I heard a story today where some guy killed, like, got released from prison, and within, like, 14 hours had already killed like 8 people.
Oh my God. Well, he had a lot of time to think about how mad he was.
And he didn't
in prison.
And the thing that brought him down, it was drug possession that it got booked on. And then they tied back all the murders that had happened to him.
Oh my God. And you know what?
Within like 14 hours.
I'm sure they blame the neighbors. Like, well, they should have said something. It's like, shouldn't the police have checked like offenders whose modus operandi matched up with this crime like in the neighborhood before they like.
Yeah, you think you would. Do just like a little bit of research on that. Apparently not.
Well, you know, it's not their job.
No, not at all.
Why can't people take the law into their own hands? Pete, if you had to be a superhero, what would your power be?
Being too good at podcasting. But well, all seriousness, like, can I do like a combo package? Can I be like Beast from X-Men?
Oh, yeah, just sort of like. Because
I would do that.
Really, but with the physical appearance of Beast too, or would it be something you want to like snap
it
to?
In the old school X-Men, Beast was still a character, had the same abilities, but didn't look like a Beast. It's called Beast because he was like really strong, really agile.
Oh, so he just looked like a regular dude?
Yeah, and hyper intelligent still.
Poor Kelsey Grammer. So they mutated him just for the sake of a movie.
Well, for the sake of a later comic book, and then eventually it turned into the movie. But yes.
Oh man. Well, we're closing in on the end of this episode, and I know that there's been a different sort of tone to these Ryan-less episodes. And
yeah, we're still feeling our way out. For those of you who are still listening, we love you.
Well, seriously. It's tough because a lot of our pre-show prep now goes into wrangling a soundboard instead of drafting material because You know, we're working double duty now. But
for you, listener.
It's all for you. Which
Mr. Hazel.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try to tie that
in. Some were more familiar. Album of the week, by the way, here on Click It or Take It.
And anyway, so we're coming to 30 Rock. Glenn, you wanna take us on home here? The farewell remark?
No. Glenn is just shaking his head in anger.
Oh, thanks.
Don't look back in anger. All right.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's all really cool. That's what I gotta say to you guys.
All right, well,
keep it cool.
This is the Cool Cast.
Keeping it cool.
With
Glenn
Marshall.
Good
night, everyone. Gone. I'm a single lady.